So I hunted him and smashed his face. And I was going to take him back to the prison ship so that he wouldn't have the pleasure of being free when the soldiers caught us. Again, he was clever. His punishment for escaping was light. But I was brought to trial again and sent to Australia for life.
Is Compeyson dead? I asked after a silence.
Heard no more of him, he said, shaking his head. But if he's alive, he hopes I'm dead, that's certain.
Herbert passed me a note he had been writing. It said, the name of Miss Havisham's half-brother was Arthur. Compeyson is the man who pretended to be in love with her.